Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome and thank you for joining the Banca Ifis first quarter 2017 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giovanni Bossi, CEO of Banca Ifis. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Giovanni Bossi speaking. Thank you for joining us in the conference call for the presentation of these results of the first quarter 2017. This morning, the Board of Directors approved the first quarter results, and my first remark is that this has been a good quarter. Target reached, execution in place according to the strategic plan. So, good results for our point of view. As regards to more level of detail, the integration that is crucial for everybody, the integration of the Interbanca Group is in progress, well in progress. We are developing the acquired business segment, and the merge between Ifis Factoring, that is the factoring unit, and Interbanca into Banca Ifis will be finalized in the second half as expected. Some news in the IT core banking, the platform. We are changing the platform of the core banking, and this, as you probably could imagine, is not a simple task. But in the next weeks, we will finalize also this crucial aspect that will allow us to better develop our activities on an integrated IT basis. We are on track with the program of development of the digital transformation, that is for us primarily new technology in communication with clients and new interfaces with clients. We are on the different side, we are working on diversification of funding sources. We are working to enter into the bond market probably in the next weeks. These are just some highlights referred to the quarter, but now I think it is better to leave the floor to Mara Di Giorgio, Investor Relations, for some details on the figures of the first quarter. Mara.
Hello, good afternoon to everyone. Mara speaking. Hopefully all of you have already downloaded the slides that were published on the internet site, as well as the report on the quarter results, either in Italian and in English. Net profit for the quarter was 32.7 million, up by 48% as compared to the previous year same period. Equity, okay, was recorded at the level of 1.253 billion, okay, as compared to 1.2 billion at the year end, up almost 3%. The increase in funding, particularly in the retail funding, made our, let's say, ending figure for the quarter, catching the level of 7.2 billion as compared to 7 billion year end, up again 2.4%. And loans, due to the seasonality in particular of the trade receivables, were down almost 1.5%. But going into some more details, so in slide page, I would say 4, please note that we have reported also a slide in which we make clear, let's say, the restatement of all quarters as far as last year is concerned, recalculated with the new internal transfer rates, okay? As done in the strategic plan presentation, we have restated Okay, all numbers related to the 2016 performances due to the different market rates, internal market funding market rates that we have applied to the different business units. So I was saying, going to slide number four. Here we have summarized in one slide the net banking income level reached by the bank, 102 million euros as compared to 76.7 previous year, up by 33.5%. And I wanted to say that several factors contributed to this positive result. In all main businesses, we focused our attention on SMEs, and in the all businesses focused on SMEs, we have increased the volumes and clients as well as the market shares. In the NPL segment, we reported a solid and strong growth as expected, and the reversal of the coming from the business combination of the acquisition of the Interbanca started to give the quarter results a positive impact. Net profit from financial activities was almost the same, okay, same number, being total provisions towards the SMEs almost zero. I would like to detail either the net banking income and, let's say, drivers in the following slides. So if we go to slide number five, we speak about the trade receivables. So trade receivables, net banking income was 33.8%, plus 0.4%. Please take into consideration that we are consolidating into these numbers also the Interbanca factoring business unit. Number of clients grew by 18%, reaching the level of 5,410 operative clients at the end of the quarter, with a turnover up double digits, plus 13.2%, for a total of 2.7 billion. Net banking income on loans was 5.7%, in line with the level of profitability reported at the end of 2016, so we were able to contain, let's say, the margin pressure that still stays in the market, okay, maintaining more or less the same profitability at year-end. And net provisions improved in the quarter as compared to the previous quarter, 2016. This quarter we accounted 4.4 million as compared to 5.3 previous year, so that is a positive sign in the P&L account of the business unit of up 17.2%. As a consequence, the cost of credit improved to 75 basis points as compared to year-end, for example, in which it was 79, and we stated already that 79 was for us an excellent number, so even if not expected, we were able to improve even that number. And as far as the quality of the assets, NPL on loans in this segment was 1.1%. With a coverage of 88.5%, so a coverage that is for sure over the market average of the Italian banking system, and I would say not only Italian. Going to slide number six, here we speak about the corporate banking. First of all, I would like to make clear that this segment includes medium-long-term financing, structure finance, workout and recovery. Net banking income totally in corporate banking was 23.4 million. Of course, we cannot compare to the previous year because the previous year it was not us, let's say, to run the businesses. 23.4 million includes 20.1 million euro positive impact of reversal of the PPA at the net banking income level and around 2 million at the provision level. In this quarter, the commercial development was committed into refocusing the position of the segment towards SMEs, as said stated in the strategic plan, and the evidence is the amount of 116.5 million euro of new loans allocated in this business unit, on a total of 963.8, which means around 12% of the stock. We were able to grow around 12% of the stock, let's say, in just SMEs in less than 3 months. Net provisions are positive in the segment for the release of a position in workout and recovery, mainly, and for the positive impact of the reversal of the PPA, as said. As a consequence, the cost of credit is positive for 88 basis points, so minus 88 means positive number, okay? And as far as the quality of the assets in this business, NPL on loans was 2.8% with a coverage, listen, of 94%. Okay? So again, here coverage is in line with year-end, okay, for this business, and again is 94% coverage. Let's go to the slide number 7. Number 7, net banking income in leasing totaled was 12.5 million thanks to the positive development reported by either finance lease and operating lease. Finance lease contributed with 8.6 million. And operating lease realized 3.9 million. Growth in client and number of contracts were the drivers in technology, industrial, medical, and transportation areas where the leasing is active, as well as positive impact comes from the cross-selling. Again, here we have a positive impact of the reversal of the PPA, which was equal to 2.7 million. Profitability of the business is in line with the strategic plan. Thanks to the really active activity, let's say, very strong activity, very focused activity, commercial activity, leasing in total acquired market share in terms of volumes, and at the end of March, market share was 3.9% of the total market as compared to 2.7% year-end. In particular, we almost doubled the market share in equipment from 2.7% to 4%. And we increased also the market share in transportation from 6.2% to 7.8%. So I would say that the first positive signs of, accelerated growth is something visible, either in the market and in the numbers. Total loans in leasing grew by 1.8% with positive trend reported either in operating lease and financial lease. Cost of credit in this segment is really not relevant, is 45 basis points. And as far as the quality of the assets, NPL on loans, was 0.5%, with a coverage of 91% in leasing. Going to the following slide, page number 8. Here we have the NPL. So net banking income of the NPL area is 30.5 million as compared to 24.6 million in first quarter 2016, plus 24%. Please have in mind that not sale of portfolios were realized in the first quarter 2017, not gains or plus value, was recorded in these numbers. So these numbers, let's say these, the drivers of this profitability were just the, let's say, managing of the positions, okay, going, making them, making, re-performing the not performing positions. In particular, the additional positions which staged during the quarter has become re-performing is plus 7.5% in the extrajudicial area, as you may see in the first line. Plus 8 million to 114 million euro as compared to 106 year end. The legal recovery department has increased to 196 plus 63 million. And this really shows the potential of the legal collection, let's say, area, increasing by 38 million the value of the, let's say, re-performing positions that are going to be worked with the legal, okay, legal collection. More or less the same amount you see in the total value assigned at least one time. And due to the new portfolios bought, the amount waiting for the workout process has increased. So if we go to the slide, the following slide, here we have the details of, let's say, what we have bought in terms of value of the portfolio. So we acquired 1.6 billion. The net book value for this area is 631 million. And the gross book value is over 10 billion, so 10.4 billion. Now, if we go to the following slide, so slide number 10 on the tax receivables, the net banking income reported by tax receivables is 2.9 million as compared to 4 million or minus 26.8%, and this is due in particular to the higher than expected money cashed in the range of 14 million euros. During the first 3 months, we acquired new portfolios for a nominal value of 21 million. Today, the net book value of of the tax receivable segment is 133 million euros, and the net banking income on loans rolling is over 10%. Now, let's go to the next the slide, number 11, okay, where we detail the costs. So as far as costs is concerned, we try to make clear which kind of costs are, let's say, due to the acquisition of the Interbanca, okay, so direct costs of Interbanca Group, okay, and the remaining part due to Banca IFIS Group. First of all, these costs, okay, are taking into consideration, okay, let's start from the, well, first of all, the provisions, as we said, is almost zero. Let's speak about the 56.4 okay, million euros of operating costs that should be compared with the previous year where they were 35.8 million euro. We have personal costs due to the personnel of 24.1 as compared to 13.4, but in the 24.1 we include 8.9 due to the Capital Interbanca Group. Please note that not only we have not, let's say, fired, okay, anyone in the Interbanca Group, okay, but we are the only bank in Italy today that has hired additional people during the quarter. New people and new skills were hired by the group, taking into consideration mainly the new challenge that the group has accepted, let's say, to go for, which is the digital transformation of the group. So new skills, again, coming to support the evolution of the bank for the digital, okay, has joined us either from Italy and from international experiences. And of course, this is going to help us in fostering as much as possible the new bank, okay, the process towards the new bank. Okay, this is as far as the personnel. Then, as far as the other expenses, are at the level of 31.1 as compared to 18.4 the previous year, and in 31 million euros we include around 7 million euros due to Interbanca. Here, first of all, again, technology costs, as expected after the presentation of the strategic plan, have an impact on the quarter costs, on the quarter numbers. Almost 2 million, okay, were the costs included in the quarter for the technology development. Then we had also almost 1 million or more, let's say, of provisions due to the coming dismission, let's say, of the core banking in Banca IFIS and the adoption of the new platform on which in a few weeks we will be working. To do this in less than 1 year, okay, we needed to be supported by consultants. So 4 million euro in the quarter are due to consultants, okay. 1 million euro is due to the stamp duties related to, I'm saying how much additional is due to the Rendimax, okay, so the online current deposit or the current deposit online of Banca IFIS for duties, stamp duties, 1 million. And then we had the FIDS impact of almost 3 million for the quarter. These are the details. So again, as you may see, a good portion of the additional costs are related to the evolution of the bank and to the faster adoption of in this case of the new core banking system platform. What else in this slide? Well, cost income, okay, was 55.1% as compared to 46.7%, but we have already spoken about that. And tax rate was 28.5% as compared to 32.2% the previous year. And here we have the benefit from a particular Italian law, which is called ACE, okay? The super ammortamento, so the over depreciation, let's say, I don't know how to say in English, but there is a law that has come into, let's say, execution this year related to the leasing area, okay, and having a company which is, the rental company which is working in that business and which is not a financial company, okay, has a benefit from the super ammortamento as all the other Italian companies which are benefiting from the leasing, let's say. Then,
for clarity, the super ammortamento that Mara cited is a tax allowance that allow us to deduct more than 100% as a deductible cost that at the end of the day reduces the tax rate.
And these are the two main drivers for explaining, let's say, the tax rate. Then going to slide number 12, balance sheet, asset structure. Here really we have already mentioned loans to customers, okay, which decrease for seasonality reasons of 1.5%. It's worth to mention that 60% of the total loans to customers is towards public administration and 84 is private sector. Other financial assets. Here we include in the available for sale either equity and bond assets. As far as the portfolios that we have under our management today, we have 353 million of Italian government bonds and then 261 million of portfolio of Italian bonds with a warranty of the government. Okay? New from banks has slightly grown to 1.4 billion. And other assets, okay, are 970.1, let's say, slightly decreasing. Here we include in the other assets also the fiscal assets, okay, coming mainly from the acquisition of the Interbanca Group. On the right side of the slide, you have, let's say, the breakdown and with 66% of the assets coming really from the due to clients. I already mentioned some words on the credit quality, okay, of the bank. As always, we are not including when we analyze the credit quality of the bank, the NPL, of course, the NPL that we buy from the originators, which is a different business. So here you have again only the credit quality related to the SMEs lending. Loans to customer 5 billion, almost 5 billion, okay, with, as you can see, a net NPL, okay, amount for the different segments, which are very small numbers, okay? So 32 million in trade receivables, 27 million in corporate banking, and 6 million in leasing, for a total of 65 million euros. The NPL on loans, the ratio, net NPLs on loans, for the total segment is 1.3%, okay? Which is again in line with our best, let's say, performances during the last years. And maintaining anyway the let's say the target for the bank, which that is to stay in the range of 100 basis points. Net NPL on equity, 5.2% for the total business. Net impaired asset on loans, 8.5%. I am not going to comment on these numbers because they are, let's say, so beautiful, I would say, that I mean the numbers already gave all the meaning themselves. NPL on coverage again 91.9 totally putting together all the different subsegments and total coverage on impaired assets, so including the unlikely to pay and the past due exposure, okay, is 68.8%. If we go on the other side of the balance sheet, on the liability side, again, rendimas, secondomas, and corporate time deposit was 4.9 billion, okay, growing. Just to be very, let's say, transparent with you, as we already said, this is a cost that the bank has decided to support due to the acquisition of the Interbanca Group, okay? Just again, here, the cost today for us of retail, let's say, retail, even if we have a small amount coming from the corporate Interbanca time deposit, okay? The cost for us is totally putting together also the stamp and duties, 1.7%, so 170 basis points for the 4.9 billion, okay? Which means around for the 2 billion dedicated to the Interbank, 9 million euros of extra, let's say, costs that the bank has decided to support for funding the acquisition, okay? I'm saying that because today, after the release of the numbers, some people were trying to compare, let's say, today's profits of Banca IFIS standalone with last year, previous year results. The numbers are not easy to be compared. First of all, because last year, in the numbers, we had almost 9 million euro coming from either from in the governance and services area from the sale of part of the government bond portfolio, let's say, and we realized 5 million euros from that, and 4 million euros were coming from positive interest rates that today we don't have. So 9 million euro positive. This year we have 9 million euro negative, okay, in the same governance and services area, let's say, for the Banca IFIS, let's say, retail funding for supporting the acquisition. So this has to be taken into consideration. Then during the quarter we obtain, let's say, in terms of TLTRO, 700 million euros, okay, and we have bank deposits for 329 million euros. Today we have debt securities comprehensive of either Interbanca Group and Banca IFIS of over 1 billion. So with a total funding of 7.2 billion euros. In terms of solidity, Banca IFIS Common Equity Tier 1 is at the end of the quarter 15.4%, Tier 1 capital ratio and total loan fund capital ratio same level, 15.4%. So I would say that we are happy about achieved results, motivated to following with the same, let's say, activity towards the integration of Interbanca in Banca IFIS and even more in giving to the business the potential growth that we see possible in the market. Now I would like to leave the time for the Q&A section. Moderator, I would like to open the floor.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Luigi Tramontana with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I have three questions. First one is on capital. On a standalone basis, you have this 30 bps reduction in the common equity, which goes up to 70 bps on the enlarged perimeter, including your holding company. So can you please explain why there is such a huge reduction in the common equity? Maybe the holding company has paid out a dividend or any other reason. Second question is on the NPL area. I noticed that in Q1, the recovery rate improved from 14% average in 2016 to 16% in Q1, which is in line with your target of reaching 20% in 2019. But at the same time, the amortized cost has come down significantly. So if you can give us more details on this point, please. And third question is on the corporate division. the impact of the PPA was larger than I was expecting in Q1, more than 22 million. I had in mind an impact for the overall year of 70 million. Do I have to conclude that in the coming quarters the PPA reversal will come down progressively and stick to 70 million, or do I have to revise my estimates for this year and go up to 85, 90 million? Thank you.
Okay, so Luigi?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So as far as the NPL area, okay, I really didn't catch the question, I'm sorry, because you said that as far as the amortized cost, we are decreasing.
Yes.
No, probably there should be a mistake.
No, sorry, of course, not in absolute terms. In absolute terms, the income from amortized cost is increasing given that you have a larger portfolio. But in relative terms, I see that it's decreasing significantly.
No, you cannot.
Approximately 100.
You can't do like that. In the slide that I show you, page number 8, okay, you see that the increasing portfolio up to now is in the last two lines. So assigned at least one time and waiting for the workout. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so when I'm saying waiting for the workout, okay, it means that this is not at the amortized cost registered and is not giving interest to anything, say.
Okay.
And moreover, if I'm giving to the assigned at least at one time, okay, it means that this is in at amortized cost, but is decreasing according to the fact in terms of value, so not giving interest, according to the fact that this has not a positive result, it's not already a reperforming, let's say, in the reperforming area. Everything that is in the reperforming area, so is giving, let's say, the additional interest for the jumping, okay, for in terms of value, and you see the value, the additional value in the last column, okay,
yes,
where the same portfolios more or less goes from a book value on NPL portfolio, 2%, 6%, the last two lines, okay, to 11, 34, 19%. The different three lines. This means that the accrued interest of that those lines, of course, make the difference.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, so on NPL we are okay.
As regards the capital, the Common Equity Tier 1, the relevant point in the report, page probably 41, 42. The point is that we had a slight increase in the Common Equity Tier 1, but a more significant increase in the line of the total, the average weighted risks. The increase in the average weighted risks is in the area of 2% on the starting from the end of 2016 to the end of first quarter, and this drive us to a reduction in the ratio that is in the area of 2%. So the reason why is how to deal with an increase in the average weighted risks of more or less 2%. The third question was the reversal of the PPA.
No, so this, as you may know, is, let's say, the total amount is linked to the release, let's say, of the positions that were, let's say, at the time of the combination of the assets in the integration time, we adopted, let's say, a model, okay, according to the expected release of the positions, okay. In the first quarter, that was faster. That process was faster than expected. But we do not do not, let's say, at the moment foresee a reason why in the year that should be higher. So at the moment we leave our expectations in the range of 70 million euros total.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Simonetta Chiriotti with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have a few questions. The first one is on the corporate banking. You have mentioned the new loans in this area. I was wondering if you could tell us also how much of the large loans that were in the book when you acquired the company expired during the quarter. And then on costs, Mara went through the different voices. Is it possible to have an aggregate figure of the cost that can be considered one-off because linked to the specific project of the digitalization of the group? And finally, in the trade receivable segment, excluding the contribution of Interbanca volumes in the B2B segment were flattish, while in the pharmaceutical and public administration area they went down. If you could comment on this, what we should expect on the full year, and finally, if it is possible to have the breakdown of the margin between B2B and public administration as you were providing before. Thank you.
So, Simonetta, sorry, it's possible that some questions, I haven't catched, but first of all, as far as the cost is concerned, 2 million euros are for technological evolution in terms of IT, okay? 4 million for consultancies related to those projects. I cannot say that those are one-off because for the next 3 years we will have costs, we will support the tech evolution of the bank, okay, the digital transformation of the bank. So just to be too very clear. Okay, then for me consider fit due to the Italian banking system, one-off or not. But that is value 3 million euros. Okay?
We communicated with a strategic plan that something in the area of 10% of the net banking income will be the total expenses, cash out for investments and cost of operating expenses in the IT field. This is something that we think is coherent with the dimension of the digital transformation we expect to have into Banca Isis.
Then, as far as the other questions, Simonetta, we have decided to give evidence in terms of disclosure to the same KPIs that we announced in the strategic plan. So for all the others, the answer is no. So it's not possible to have the decrease of the loans for corporate banking. It's not possible to have the margin for public administration and private. So we would like that, what we said is going to be measured, in terms of execution. The other things are confidential into the bank.
But as regards the Interbanca perimeter, I have a remark. that is that the perimeter of Interbanca closed the first quarter above zero before the reversal of the PPA. This was and is a target for the full year 2017, and I'm very happy to say that already in the first quarter we reached the point.
Yes, thank you. My question was not much on Interbank, but on the leasing, on the factoring business, just to understand basically which were the underlying trends of this result that was flat year-on-year. So to understanding the two if the two areas of public administration, pharma and B2B performed at the same in the same manner or if there are different trends in these two segments.
There are no significant differences in the segment. I could say that globally speaking, the trade receivable business is going. First of all, we have a seasonality that is quite common in the first quarter to have bad evolution. The second quarter is better, the third is in the middle, and the fourth is stronger. This is a traditional figure we saw in the last 15, 20 years. So we could say that is a seasonality that is quite stable for quite a longer point in the long term. There are forces working on the trade finance results. One is an external force, and this is a force that in the last quarter pushed down the profitability because of the competition of interest rates, generally speaking, on the yields of our bank. This is a market force against which we oppose more focus, a concentration, a more working more focused on the small companies and increasing the number of clients. What we are seeing is that this strategy is working well because we are in the today we can say that we are in the condition to maintain a good level of profitability, even if there is a pressure on margins. We think that in the short to medium run, this pressure on margin could reduce or even reverse because you know, the level of interest rate in the market is so low, so poor, that there is only one direction that this level of interest could take in the future, and is to go up, not to go down further. And at that point, we have more clients, more small clients, and at that point, we could benefit of our completely different structure of clients in respect of 3 or 4 years ago.
Thank you.
The next question is from Giuseppe Mapelli with Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. First of all, I would like to understand if you can provide us a guidance for 2017 in terms of administration and staff costs, because you stated that there are a lot of one-offs or, let's say, costs that are not recurring, and so that would be great for us in order to understand what are the trends for the full year. And then my second question is on the turnover of the factoring. May we know what is the contribution coming from Interbank on that line? Thank you.
So, as far again, Giuseppe Mara speaking. For the definition of one-off, okay, we have not said that those costs are one-off. They will be present for the next 3 years. And in the presentation of the strategic plan, we said that 10% of the margin, okay, will be devoted to, let's say, support the digital evolution, either in terms of technological expenses or in terms of consultancies. Let's say totally 10% of the net banking income margin. Okay, we have not said that, let's say we said that the cost income for 2017 will be the highest in the 3 years, okay, saying that it will be close to 60% year end, and then decreasing again in 2018 and 19. So this year will be we will have the major impact of the cost.
Okay.
As regards the factoring coming from Interbank, you can assume that all the activity of the factoring activity in Interbank is already in the Banca IFIS perimeter, but as regards the profitability, the level of profitability arising from that portion of the activity is so small, so poor, that you can consider non-relevant this part of activity. Listen, if it's factoring that is due to be merged probably in September, August, September, we will see. It is void even now. It's already void. No clients, no people. So I could say that it is not material.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mateusz Krupa with Erste. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I'd like to kindly ask you, could you elaborate more on the debt collection business developments in Italy, your outlook, pipeline of portfolios, the competition or particular competitors? Is it getting aggressive? What are your expectations or where they met in terms of collections? So more about the debt collection market in Italy. Thank you.
Okay. So as far as the NPL area, let's say, we are working at the moment, on a really big number of projects, portfolio sales coming either from, big originators and even on the secondary market. So we're working on different sizes, different asset classes, and different dimensions of portfolios. And it's a very particular moment, this one. We have never seen as much portfolios as in during these weeks. Okay? So market is really with a lot of potential, negotiations in place. On one side, even if everyone is reading on Italian and not only Italian newspaper magazines that banks start to think to, manage their NPL portfolios, but up to now, the activity on the market is quite strong. In terms of recovery collection, recovery rate, as far as our portfolios and our industrial machine is concerned, I would say that our machinery, our platform is unique because it's either, could be considered, a captive service and in additional. And that is where, the machine is creating the higher value in terms of supply chain in transforming and running and managing for a long time the reperforming positions. So we are not, a servicer, for ourselves, a captive servicer, but we are also, a manager, like an investment banker, which is creating value day after day in managing the positions that we were able to elevate in terms of value from non-performing to re-performing. Okay? This makes us, on one side, motivating in, making the servicing machine as much efficient as possible every single day. On the other hand, giving us the idea that to make the service is one kind of job. To run and to manage a performing position is a completely different job. So what we think is that our machine is really giving us the so interesting, so double digits, double digit interest rates in terms of return, interest rate of returns, due to the fact that we are adding to the service fee the fees coming from the active manager of the reperforming positions.
Thank you very much for this answer. They were very helpful. One more question. What is your expected collections to investment outlays ratio right now? What can be expected from average portfolios on the Italian market?
The collection rates?
The expected collections to investment outlays ratio. So, much more you collect from your investment?
It's difficult to hear. So, the collection rate today is in the range of 15-20%. The target for the 3 years is over 20%, and we are perfectly on track in line with the expected results. If this is a question.
I meant, what is the total expected collection from your portfolio? For example, if you spend 100 million euro for a portfolio, how much do you expect to collect in the total lifetime of this investment?
Okay. Again, what is the cost today of, on average? Again, portfolios are very different one from the other, but on average is of the unsecured consumer credit portfolios, so for only that asset class, is in the range of 5-7%, cost. Collection rate is 15-20%. Of course, you have to put inside these two numbers the direct costs related to the collection.
Thank you very much.
Numbers.
The next question is from Christian Carrese with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. I have three questions. The first one on DRL division, in particular the net banking income. Could you make a breakdown of the NBI coming from NPLs in terms of NII from amortized cost, NII from change in cash flow, and also you correctly highlighted the also the servicing you make in that division. So if you make some color on the figures related to the servicing. The second question is on investments. If I remember properly, you said that you were going to make 140 million euro investments, maybe 10% of the net banking income in 3 years' time. What should be the figure for 2017? And finally, can you remind us if you gave a guidance in terms of net profit for 2017? I have in mind some 130 million euros. but maybe it's not the right figure in terms of net profit. Thank you.
Okay, so Christian, no, for 2017 we didn't give any indication, any expectation in terms of numbers. So we have given the 3 years plan, okay, in terms of targets, not for the not each year, let's say, so not 2017. And this is answering, I would say, the main part of your questions, because again, when you're asking me, you know, how much is the cost in terms of net banking income, on net banking income of the technology, let's say, cost for the bank, and I said it's 10%, the other question is how much is the net banking income, but again, we didn't give an indication on the single line for the single year. As far as the DRL, okay, up to now we are working, let's say, for setting up some additional information, okay, for giving to the market the possibility to understand better, let's say, the evaluation of the NPL area. At the moment, we have not already set up, let's say, the complete set of information, okay, that will probably we will have available probably likely from the semester. So up to now, I can't give you any breakdown in terms of additional breakdown, let's say, as compared to what we already are giving in the report. Anyway, in the report, in terms of amortized cost, interest income from amortized cost are 13 million euro. Okay. Other interest income, 30 million euro. Funding cost, 4 million euro. And that makes 39 million euro, at which you should add the net impairment losses on the portfolios that are 8 million euros.
Perfect. Thank
okay.
you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
There are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you very much indeed to everyone for the interest and for being with us for this conference call. We will have the next call by the 10th of August for the 6 months results. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.